You're tuned in to A Different Spirit, the show that's designed to encourage you to live your best life as a single. Join our host, Afi Pittman, for conversations that will provide you with the practical insights you need to live in victory and in a different spirit.
Welcome to A Different Spirit. I'm your host, Afi Pittman, and I always take just a few moments to tell new listeners who I am and why I do what I do. I'm currently active duty Navy, stationed in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I'm the creator of Author of Faith Enterprises, the place of encouragement for today's single woman. I do what I do because I truly do believe that God blesses people of what he calls a different spirit. And my struggles as a single woman and as a young woman who was searching and knew there was more to life to be had, I learned what it means to live life in a different spirit. So every time you listen to the show, I want you to walk away feeling like you've got one more practical life strategy to help you have more out of life, whether it's dating, finances, family life, or career, so that you too can receive those tangible blessings that come from living life in a different spirit. If you have ever found yourself procrastinating to get that big project or important task done, today's guest, Chris Cooper, can show you how to overcome that problem once and for all. Chris Cooper is a lifestyle and procrastination expert and one of the most dynamic, engaging, and accomplished authors, coaches, trainers, and speakers in America. From being the youngest senior manager ever with a major Fortune 100 company to starting three businesses to running with the bulls in Spain and even walking on fire, Chris's life has indeed been and continues to be an exciting adventure. Chris has worked and consulted for over 55 Fortune 500 companies, saving them millions of dollars, and has transferred that success to his own practice in which he achieves outstanding results for his clients by implementing a customized, need-focused approach utilizing best-in-class coaching tools and techniques. His no-nonsense process and system gets results done. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Chris, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, hello and greetings, and thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Great. So, Chris, you've got some amazing accomplishments under your belt to be so young. You seem like a young man. So, what circumstances in your life led you to teach others about procrastination?
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad you asked that. I'm actually originally from Philadelphia, and my mother actually had me when she was extremely young. She was only 16. And my family was very adamant about the fact that, of course, growing up in the inner city, that I would become a statistic and I wouldn't do anything and all that kind of stuff. But literally, my mother said when she was carrying me that God told her that I would one day grow up and do exactly what I do now, which is speaking life into the lives of individuals all across the world. So I actually come from a background where I was really good in math and science. So that was kind of my way out. I was very fortunate to get a full scholarship to Morehouse College in Georgia Tech, where I got degrees in mathematics and industrial engineering, and then I went on to get my MBA from NYU. And I worked in corporate for several years, as you said in my bio, and I did well. I was a youngest senior executive, did lots of great things, but I was totally miserable because I was working 18-hour days, 6 days a week. And just like you said, the focus of your show is to show individuals, specifically women, that there is more out there. I knew there was more out there for me. So I took on a lot of different types of projects, and I realized that I was starting stuff, and then I was stopping stuff, and then I would start something else, and I would stop something else. And I said, well, wait a minute, what's really going on? And although I was succeeding and having success, I was just kind of at this place where I said, okay, something has got to give, and there has to be a reason why I'm not necessarily always following through on everything. And that's when I became enamored with more so personal development, and then I ultimately found my niche in procrastination. It's funny because many people had always come to me for all different types of things, and when I wrote my first book, which is called Achieve Your Dreams, it was really about motivation and empowering people and inspiring individuals. And then probably just about maybe three years ago, ironically, I was in California, and I was at a conference, and I was really kind of evaluating. You know, I've done a lot of stuff. I've done math, engineering. I've done, ran a technology company and a consultancy and all these different types of things. But I said, you know what? What is it that I really do? What am I really, really good at? What have I learned to do? And I learned that at the end of the day, no matter what was going on, people always came to me to get stuff done. So that's ultimately where this whole procrastination thing came from. So when I wrote the book, the GSD book, all about how to stop quitting and start succeeding, it was really kind of Chris Cooper talking to Chris Cooper. And I'm just letting individuals in on that particular, you know, that little particular aspect of my life. And it's been extraordinary. And like I said, now I've realized that when I really focused in, figured out exactly what I wanted, went after it, put together the strategies, the techniques, et cetera, I was able to really follow through. And that's kind of how I fell, quote unquote, into procrastination, annihilation.
I like that, Chris. And something that just came to me just now as you were talking about getting things done, I think that there's power in follow through. You know,
Absolutely. If
you're somebody who people come to get something done, I think there's power in that because it's great to dream big and have talents and goals. But, you know, I think even biblically, God chose certain people, regardless how flawed they were, to get something in his agenda done.
Absolutely.
And I hope that you can, you know, tie that into more of our conversation
mm-hmm.
because I really want listeners
yes.
to walk away with that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we are going to take a real...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay.
No, I was just going to say one thing really fast that jumped in right there. Maybe we have to take a break. But I just thought about the parable of the talent. And in that parable, he basically, describes that. You know, the one that did the most with it will get more. And that's exactly, a testament of actually what follow-through is all about. And I'm going to share a little bit more about follow-through as we go throughout the interview. So thanks so much.
Good. Great. So we're going to take a real quick break. Chris, for the listeners who might want to already know more about you, please tell us your website and your contact information.
Sure. You can reach me. It's very simple. It's at chriscooperlive.com. That's chriscooperlive.com, Chris Cooper Live, on Twitter as CJCOOP, and on Instagram as CJCOOP78.
All right. Thank you, Chris. And for the listeners, we'll be right back to continue our conversation on overcoming procrastination for good.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back to give you more encouragement, inspiration, and life strategies.
Hello, everybody. This is Mr. Greg coming to you with another segment of Ask Mr. Greg. Our topic today is how to stop hair breakage. Hair breakage is a major problem affecting millions of women and men. It's a very common problem and one of the top five hair complaints, hands down. There can be many causes of hair breakage. Stress, medications, pregnancy, major surgery, substantial weight loss, fever. Over-processing the hair with chemicals, including perms, relaxers, texturizers, or hair coloring. And sometimes it can be that your hair is not getting enough moisture. Another cause of hair breakage is using the wrong hair care products. Of course, often, hair breakage is hereditary. Historically, many black women use hair products that were not designed for their hair type in the first place. In addition to that, manufacturers of hair products can use inferior, low-cost ingredients to mass-produce products that are designed more to make a profit than to help you have strong, healthy, growing hair that does not break. So, one of the first things you want to do to stop hair breakage is read product ingredients. There are many natural herbs and vitamins that can help stop hair breakage. Herbs like garlic, burdock, parsley, horsetail, nettle, vitamins B, B5, vitamins D. These are natural ingredients that are known to help thicken hair, heal damaged hair, and stop the hair from breaking. So, if you want to stop hair breakage, first thing to do is check the ingredient list. Make sure that these herbs and vitamins are the major ingredients in your hair products. That means they should be listed near the top of the list of ingredients. Second, it can be helpful to look for glycerin in your hair products when you're trying to stop breakage. Glycerin naturally coats the hair and helps keep the hair moisturized. This, of course, can help put the brakes on hair breakage. Third, drink more good water. Fourth, eat more healthy foods. And, if able, add sunflower seeds, almonds, walnuts, dark leafy greens and vegetables, and flaxseed oil to your diet. Try these things and see if you can stop your hair from breaking. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening to Ask Mr. Greg. Please send any questions and comments to Mr. Greg at newgrowhair.com. That's Mr. Greg, MRGREG, at newgrahair.com. NUGRO, hair, HAIR.com. This information not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any medical condition. For professional advice, consult a healthcare professional.
Welcome back to A Different Spirit. For the listeners who are just tuning in, we're talking to Chris Cooper, author, coach, and lifestyle and procrastination expert on overcoming procrastination. So, Chris, tell us what exactly procrastination is and why it's a problem.
Awesome. I'm so glad you asked that question. And this may seem a bit strong, but I'm going to tell you that procrastination is what I call the silent killer.
Mm-hmm.
It is a total and complete success killer. And I think that, you know, so many of us, we don't realize that we are. You know, I even introduce myself sometimes when I do workshops and I do keynotes and all that and coach my clients. And I say, hi, my name is Chris Cooper, and I'm a recovering professional procrastinator. Because what most of us do is that we disguise it in the form of other things. We use excuses about, oh, well, maybe it's just not my time. You know, when I have more time, I'll do that. Or, you know, and especially for all the overachievers, and I'm sure you probably have a lot of overachievers and amazing individuals in your listenership, we use the excuse of, I work best under pressure, quote unquote.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you, that's probably one of the biggest lies on the planet. Because at the end of the day, it's not about working best under pressure. It's about the fact that because you're a person of excellence, you will not lose and you'll make sure you get it done. But if you would do the things ahead of time, you wouldn't find yourself in the predicament of having to wait till last minute and, quote, unquote, working best under pressure. So it's just a different type of way of looking at, you know, putting off things. And, you know, there's so many different types of quotes and things that individuals say. But, you know, one of them that jumps out is that, you know, someday is not a day of the week. And, you know, Benjamin Franklin said as well that, you know, you may delay, but time will not. You know, and there's so many other ones, you know, like that out there. I like this one from George Claude Lumiere, and he said that putting off an easy task makes things hard. Putting off a hard thing makes it impossible.
Mm.
And I think that so many of us, we get comforted in, you know, in our little bubble or our little, you know, comfort place. And because of that, procrastination seeps in, and we don't even realize that it's there. But then we realize, we look up, you know, 5-10 years later, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's so much more I could have done. And I'm just a person that refuses to live in would've, could've, and should've.
Wow. And, again, something that stood out to me was you realize 5-10 years down the line, I could have done this, all because you didn't understand the spirit or essence of time. And so you didn't commit. You didn't follow through, like we were saying before, and do what you needed to do. I like that.
Absolutely. Yep, so, and I think that the next piece of that is procrastination is highly, I think, misunderstood and misinterpreted as a whole. So one thing is this, and I think this is kind of, you know, I do a lot of coaching training and speaking all over the world. I'm also actually an elite results life and business coach for international phenomenon, super speaker, et cetera, Tony Robbins. And I coach a lot of individuals, and we talk about this specifically because it's kind of my niche as a, you know, when it comes to procrastination. But I think a lot of individuals don't realize, number one, that they are a procrastinator. So just admitting that we all have procrastinated at one time is huge. And as we know, if it's any type of, you know, addiction or problem or whatever, you know, admitting that you have a problem is the first step on the road to recovery. So that's why,
right,
basically I say what I do. And the second,
right,
thing is we don't realize what procrastination is costing us. And that's huge because for most of us, procrastination are those invisible, incalculable costs. You know, it costs you, it may have cost you a relationship. It may have cost you a job opportunity or professional advancement. It may cost you these different types of things, but it's kind of hidden and disguised in all these other types of forms that we use things like time, which, as we all know, as you just mentioned, is really kind of emotion, you know. No one has more time on the planet. We all have the exact same 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's what we're doing with that time and leveraging that time that will ultimately work for us or ultimately against us. So when you look at procrastination, it's really kind of hard to peg it for some individuals because of the fact that they don't, number one, they don't want to admit that they are a procrastinator. Number two, it's all of those incalculable costs that hit us. And I love this, right, this time of year, right? When we're in
you know, a great time of year, January, New Year, woohoo, 2014. And guess what? Individuals have written all these things that are so absolute. They call them resolution. And I want to tell you, studies show that by Valentine's Day, over 85% of the individuals have already broken their New Year's resolution. And it's not usually, and most of that, honestly, I will attribute to a lot of that to procrastination. Because what happens is, you know, you mess up a little bit and then you just put yourself out the game. Instead of realizing that, hey, I'm human, you know, things will happen and I need to be able to, of course, adjust. And a lot of people, what they do is they just give up. They say, okay, well, that's going to go on the calendar for 2015. You know, up that weight loss.
Right.
Get out of bed. Come on, how many times are you going to say, get out of bed, lose weight, stop smoking, stop the, I mean, like, you know, how many times can you say it? And the real reason is that we don't have the sustainable habits to ultimately continue with those things. That's the problem. We don't have the healthy habits in place to sustain the behavior. So that's what I help individuals with. I'm not trying to just extract something from you and not replace it with something. Then all you will is do something else. You'll stop procrastinating and you'll start, you know, eating. Or you'll start eating and you'll start doing other types of stuff. So it's not about, quote unquote, even though it's said in a way that says kind of curing procrastination, it's really just managing it effectively and understanding and recognizing when you're doing it and how to course correct so that way you don't do it continuously. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I think it will make sense for the listeners, too, because you broke it all the way down. And I love step by step. I love making things, as Bible says, plain, so that people can follow along and they can say, you know what? If he did it, if he's recovering and he got to where he is, then I can do it, too. So I'm glad that you broke that down
Absolutely.
For us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to take a real quick break again. And again, Chris, for the listeners who, by your spirit and what you're saying, they might want to know more about you, again, give us your website and contact information.
Awesome. Well, I would love to connect with you guys. Once again, it's www.chriscooperlive.com. That's ChrisCooperLive.com. CJCoop, CJCOOP on Twitter, and CJCOOP78 on Instagram. And the email is really simple as well. It's just chris@chriscooperlive.com. I would love to hear from you guys. I would love for you to come out to some of my events and stuff across the country. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris. And to our listeners, we will be right back to continue our discussion on overcoming that pesky habit of procrastination for good.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back to give you more encouragement, inspiration, and life strategies.
Welcome back to A Different Spirit. For the listeners who are just tuning in, we are wrapping up our conversation on overcoming procrastination with Chris Cooper, author, coach, and lifestyle and procrastination expert. So, Chris, you touched on it a little bit, but I would love it if you could give me and the listeners what some of the traits of the most successful people on the planet are.
Excellent. That's such an amazing question, and you know, you get so many different answers depending on who you ask. So let me just kind of share my take, and I've done a lot of study in this area of really just being enamored and wanting to understand that what makes people truly successful. And really, I think it comes down to three things. The first one is simply this. Whether you're talking about an Oprah Winfrey or Bill Gates or any of the big names out there that are quote unquote super Donald Trump, et cetera, whoever you want to, you know, look up to, they all pretty much you know, go by these three things, and that's why I've kind of deduced it to this. Number one is this: they have ultimate clarity. They know exactly what it is that they want. And I'm going to tell you, the problem with most individuals is that we jump from what do I want and how do I get it, and we skip the key middle step, and I'm going to cover that in just a second, but let me deal with this first one first. You know, they have ultimate clarity as to what they want. You know, they are very clear, and they're laser-focused on their objective. And once they're very clear on their objective, then, as I said, most individuals want to jump into automatically implementing. How do I get it done? Let me make it happen now. But there's an interesting middle step that's required, and that question is simply this, or that step, is basically, why do I want what I want? You know, they understand exactly what it is that they want, meaning that they have some type of leverage, something that's going to either give them an enormous amount of pleasure if they do it, and something that's going to give them an enormous amount of pain if they don't do it. And that's kind of where procrastination comes in, right? Because procrastination will create some pain that you want to avoid. So if you're able to kind of turn that around and use that in a more positive fashion, then you're able to ultimately move forward. So once again, the first thing is that they know exactly what they want. They're crystal clear. They have ultimate clarity. And number two, they have some leverage. They have some skin in the game. They know exactly why they want what they want, and they understand that they're going to do whatever it is necessary to make it come to pass. And then the third thing is this. As I said, most individuals jump from what do I want to how do I get it. And how do I get it is an excellent question, but I think a better question is not necessarily the word how, but use those exact same letters, switch them around, and create the word who. And successful people on the planet, what they understand is three who's in particular. Number one, they understand the who has done what I want to do before. Come on, Afia, as we all know, there are so many ideas on the planet, and most of them, 99% of them are not new. Let's just be honest, right? Someone's
right.
done something similar to it. I mean, I've done exactly what you want to make a red one, they made a blue one. You know,
right.
it's not dramatically different. So what successful people do is they understand who has done the types of things they wanted to do before them, and they align with them. They find out not only who did it, but who did it successfully. The second who in that is they understand exactly who they have in their corner. I call it on your power team. You know, who provides emotional support, who provides financial support, who provides practical support, who provides spiritual support. So they have a collection of individuals around them that provide them, that feed them, that help, you know, inspire them, that help motivate them, that help support them through the process. But the most important thing is this last one, and it's simply this, who. They understand, and they're always working and refining this question, who do I need to become to attract the things that I want in my life? And that's huge, because so many of us, you know, a lot of, especially in different communities, talk about this whole spirit of keeping it real, and that's awesome and wonderful and all that kind of great stuff, but understand that if you really want certain things to be, literally, I really believe in the law of attraction. I really believe that God blesses us to be it. So for us to really authentically walk in all of the abundance and blessings and everything that you were put on this planet to receive, you've got to understand that. Who do you need to become, not to go get it, but to attract the things that you want in your life? And I am a living example and testament of when you become authentically who you are and you walk in your purpose and you walk in your giftings and your ability, God will open up a plethora of windows and opportunities, and they will literally overtake you. So I think that's so important. So those are the three things. They know exactly what they want. They have ultimate clarity. They know why they want it, which is at an immense amount of leverage. And they focus not on the how, but definitely on those who. Who has done it before me? Who do I have on my corner, or who's my support team? And last two, who do I need to become in order to attract the things I want in my life? So that's success 101.
That's good, Chris. I like that. Very simple, again, three steps, and you broke down each one right along the way. So I like that. So now you also have a six-step, you call it your GSD method to getting things done. Tell us a little bit about that.
Awesome. Okay, well, I wrote a book called GSD, or Get Stuff Done, but I use a different word. Just to kind of get the shock value. I'm not a pie.
Right.
but of course, it gives you a different annotation. If I say get stuff done, it's like, but when I say get, you know what, done, then it
right.
totally changes the dynamic, and it awakens something in your nervous system. So it was definitely an intentional thing. So basically, you know, after helping people identify, number one, that you are a procrastinator and admitting it, and then number two, after realizing what it's costing you and really evaluating in that life, I'm not going to leave you out there. I'm not going to not give you a solution to help you through that process. So that's what this six-step GSD method is all about. It's giving you that process. And step number one is simply this. A little step is still a step. A little step is still a step. See, the problem with most of us that are trying to overcome things or move forward in our lives, whether it's careers, personal, et cetera, we beat ourselves up all the time. For instance, I'm going to use this as an example. I'm not saying that, it's not a great example, but let's say that you know a chain smoker, someone that smokes all the time, and they smoke three packs a day. And this very individual, they want to stop smoking. And they may get down to two packs a day, but they're not happy with that because they feel like they haven't 100%, you know, got rid of this whole smoking habit. But that's a major accomplishment. Going from three packs a day to two packs a day is the beginning. It's a part of the process. And I think
right.
so many of us, if we don't go from, you know, I want to make $1 million next year and you make $150,000, that's a good thing, especially if you made $60,000 a year before that. So just understand that you have to understand that success and progress is incremental. So that's why that first step is understanding that the little step is still a step. And it also allows you to give yourself permission to be human. The second thing that you got to make plain, and I mean, this is so you know, people say this all the time. It's so commonplace. It's so, you know, it's always said, right? So cliche of sorts. But really, you do. You have to not only make plans, but you've got to write them down. It's been proven. There is a biochemical and nervous connection when you physically write something down. That's why we sign contracts. That's why we do, you know, different types of things. That's why we sign contracts. That's why we, you know, you're always asked to put a signature on a major bill. That's why the President of the United States, President Obama, you know, signs a law.
Right.
It's something literally about it. So making plans is very, very important. And you know the saying, you know, failing to plan is planning to fail. The third thing is we talked about all day today on this interview, which I love, which is follow. That is probably one of the most important things that I'm going to talk about. Because it's great to have a plan. It's great to understand that a small step is still a step. But if you don't follow through with that plan, what's the point?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. So you've actually got to follow through. Now the next steps will actually help you in that follow through, because step four is that you've got to tell somebody. Now, this is where the accountability begins. Now, I'm not telling you, and this is where a lot of people go wrong. They tell somebody they want to stop doing something to an individual that's still doing what they want to stop doing. Or they want to improve. That's not great. You got to find somebody that's already overcome that particular area, that's already proficient in that area, and go to them and allow them to hold you accountable. And you might be that person for someone else. So you got to tell somebody, but make sure you tell the right person. The fifth cure is this, and I'm really big on this, because some people forget, they say this thing of called a deadline. And a deadline is so morbid. You know, I don't like the word dead. It's morbid. So what I like to say is that any woman that's ever had a baby understands that there's a thing called a due date. Now, the great thing about a due date is that sometimes they miscalculate it. Sometimes it's pushed up, and sometimes it's pushed back. But I feel, as you know, that baby is going to come.
Right.
At one time or another. So I say have a due date, because sometimes you might miss a target. Yeah, you wanted to save $3,000 last month, but guess what? You know, you might be in a better position to do it over the next 3 months. It's okay. So understand that your due date may move. Understand the baby is coming, so you're definitely going to get it done. So I'm not saying to push stuff off, but just have a due date that is somewhat flexible and be honest with yourself. And then the last step is simply this. You have to keep whatever your goal is in sight. There is power in vision. There is power in physically seeing it. That's why I talked about writing the plan down. Physically seeing where you ultimately want to be. Physically seeing it every single day. Getting it into your nervous system until that identity becomes congruent with who you are and what you're ultimately about. So at the end of the day, it's just those six steps. You know, a little step is still a step. You got to make plans. You have to follow through. You got to tell somebody. You have to have a due date. And you have to ultimately keep your goal in sight. That's exactly, you know, the steps that are going to assist individuals and to make a decision.
I love it. So, Chris, we've talked about your accomplishments, and you've shared your expertise on procrastination. But as a coach, you know, I know someone listening, like I said, it's easy to follow through, and it's easy to follow what you're saying and, you know, feel like you can follow through on it. So, you know, if someone likes you and what you're saying, as a coach, how exactly would you help them?
Okay, well, the biggest thing is this. I work with all different types of individuals. I guess my niche typically has been anywhere from young to mid-age professionals, as well as I've done everything from college students all the way up to corporate executives. So I've done the entire gamut. But what I ultimately do is I'm actually what I would consider to be a practical psychologist. I'm in what they call the gap business. So I help basically close the gap from where people are to where they ultimately want to go. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to be successful, if you want to make something happen, you have got to understand the importance of having someone that's going to hold you accountable. I tell my clients all the time, I can't do the work for you, but I can be your partner in success. I equate it to almost being in the football game. And there's a quarterback and then there's a head coach. So understand that you're the quarterback. You're the quarterback in your life. You're on the field every day calling the shot. But the problem with most of us is that we're so busy in our lives and in our businesses that we're not able to work on our lives and on our businesses. So what I'm able to do as the head coach on the sidelines is I have a greater peripheral vision. And I'm able to actually see some things, your blind spots. I'm able to see what's coming behind you as well as what's happening in front of you and give you a different perspective. No, I don't profess to have all the answers, but I believe that you have all the answers within you, and it's my job to help you get those answers out. So that's exactly what I do. I'm a practical psychologist, and I help people basically maximize every aspect of their lives and basically GSD on a consistent basis.
I like that, Chris. And I've enjoyed how you've broken down What is really, like you said, is something that costs people so many important things in their life, but you've broken it down to where it's not intimidating. It's something that someone can admit that you know, they have the problem so that they can overcome it and keep working towards, you know, not falling back into those old habits. So thank you so much for everything that you've shared on the show today.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And to our listeners, I'm so very honored that you've decided to tune in. I'd love to hear from you, whether you have ideas for future shows or you just need answers to your questions about Single Life Matters today. So please visit authorofmyfaith.com and leave me a message on the contact page. You can also email me directly at Afi, which is spelled A-F-I, at authorofmin.com. And when you visit the homepage, you'll also find information about this show and other resources that I have just for singles. Until the next time, stay encouraged. Don't give up hope of meeting your Mr. or Mrs. Right, and believe, only believe that you can live life in a different spirit.
Thank you for listening. Tune in again for more life strategies to help you live life in a different spirit.